The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam, Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the new concept of death in the school of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Wednesday, is the 19th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We're going to listen to verse 157 of chapter Al-A'raf, from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون.
Those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find written in what they have of the Torah and the Gospel, who enjoins upon them what is right and forbids them what is wrong, and makes lawful for them the good things and prohibits for them the evil, and relieves them of their burdens and the shackles which were upon them. So they who have believed in him, honored him, supported him, and followed the light which was sent down with him, it is those who will be the successful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, said, "He who enjoins right and prohibits wrong is the vicegerent of both Allah and his messenger on the earth." Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Verily, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong is the way of prophets and the method of good doers. It is such a great obligatory deed, wajib, by which other obligatory deeds can survive, other creeds can be saved, bargains are lawful, injustices are warded off, and prosperity can be filled in the earth." Imam al-Husayn know he would be killed? Prophet Abraham got Allah's revelation in his dream. He narrated this dream to his son Ismail, who also was a prophet. The dream was that Ibrahim, peace be upon him, was slaughtering his son Ismail. Ismail said to his father that his dream was a revelation and that he should follow it and proceed with what he saw. Ibrahim did what he was advised by his son Ismail. Now Ismail went with his father even though he knew that he would be killed. Edward Gibbon, in his renowned work, The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, states, "In the distant age and climate, the tragic scene of the death of Hussein will awaken the sympathy of the coldest heart. Imam Hussein, grandson of the last holy prophet, offered the greatest sacrifice to re-establish the truth firmly, never again to be shaken by anyone until the day of judgment."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the concept and phenomenon of death as viewed by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wasn't scared of death. He was never scared of martyrdom. Rather, in one of his addresses, he referred to martyrdom and death as a kind of bridge that leads people from the world of hardship to the world of delight and comfort. And at the same time, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam referred to death for the opponents of the Islamic religion as a bridge that would lead the enemies of Islam from a world of delight into the world of fire and punishment in the world hereafter. So we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam had two sorts of anticipations or two sorts of depictions of death and of the phenomenon of death. For the followers of the true Islamic religion and for his own companions, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam referred to death as a bridge that would lead pious people from the world of torture and the world of hardships into a castle of comfort and delight. And for the opponents of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, for the opponents of the Islamic religion, and for the infidels, for those people who fought the Islamic religion out of full knowledge on the day of Ashura, death was nothing but a bridge, a way, or a passage that led people from a place of pleasure and a place of comfort to the hellfire and chastisement.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Husayn alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
A life like Ali and a death like Hussein. What a nice phrase. We must reflect on that monumental moment on the 10th day of Muharram, 61 AH, just before Asr prayer, when Imam Husayn stood on a sand dune at Karbala in Iraq. He looked at the murdered bodies of his loved ones. He looked skyward and prayed, "O Allah, in you I place my trust amid all grief. You are my hope amid all violence." Then he raised the call, "Is there anyone who will come to assist us? Is there anyone who will respond to our call for help?" He turned directions and repeated the call several times. Who was he calling out to? Surely he was not expecting anyone there to come to his aid, since those who he had relied upon had already betrayed him. Perhaps it was a call to people of conscience of every period, every generation in every land. It was a call for help against corruption, which everywhere in every age rears its ugly head to oppose, to oppress justice and undermine the truth.
Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Wa ala al-arwah allati halat bi fana'ik. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين على أولاد الحسين على أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Approach of Imam al-Hussein towards death. This is the topic of this episode. One of the great achievements of Imam al-Hussein is that he was able to remove the fear of death from the hearts, from his camp. They absorbed Imam's teachings when he purified them and won them over. In one of Imam al-Hussein's sermons addressing his people, he says, "O son of the nobles, death is only a bridge which makes you from misery and lust to the eternal grace of paradise. Then is there anyone among you who dislikes to be transferred from a prison to a palace? For your enemies, death is the opposite. As my father quoted from Nabi Muhammad, peace be upon him, surely this world is a prison for the believers and a paradise for disbelievers. Death is a bridge to take some to paradise and some to hell. I have never told lies and was never told lies."
Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله. Peace and salutations upon you, O Master of Martyrs, Ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. We talked about benefiting from Ziyarat Ashura. There's a very famous khutbah. It's called the khutbah of Ma'rifat Binuraniyat, meaning that you have cognition and understanding and knowledge through Nur. It means that there's another faculty of gaining knowledge besides the mind and intellect, that you can gain knowledge through the spirit. You can gain knowledge through nur and through light. Once Abu Dhar comes in this tradition, comes to Salman of Farsi, and asks him, what is this ma'rifat binuraniyat? What is this understanding and knowledge through nur? So Salman and Abu Dhar, they approach Imam Ali alayhi salam and they ask him. Imam Ali teaches them and says, "Ya Salman wa ya Jundab," which is the name of Abu Dhar, "Qala labbaik, we are ready, ya Amir al-Mu'minin, we are here. Innahu la yastakmilu ahadun al-iman hatta ya'rifani kun hama'rifati binuraniya." Basically, this is a good question you ask. Nobody will reach the reality of faith unless he attains and recognizes me through nur. You have to know me through nur. You have to attain knowledge of me through your spirit. فَإِذَا عَرَفَنِي بِهَذِهِ الْمَعْرَفَةِ فَقَدْ إِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ لِلْإِيمَانِ. If God gives somebody and tests him with true faith, gives them this nur, he will be given true faith. His light, his chest will be expounded. Then he tells him this, وَمَنْ قَصَّرَ عَنْ مَعْرِفَةِ ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ شَكٌ مُرْتَابٌ. And whoever does not understand me through light, he will be in doubt. So brothers and sisters, we are being taught from Imam Adi in this hadith that there's another faculty of realizing and connecting to the Holy Prophet, to the Ahlul Bayt, through nur and through light. That is what happens when you go to their ziyarat. You're connecting to Imam Mahdi. Then in the tradition it says, Ya Salman, Ya Jundab. And again they say, Labbaik, we are here, we're listening, we're ready for you, Ya Amir al-Mu'mini, O Commander of the Faithful. Ma'rifati binuraniya ma'rifatullah. Whoever has known me through light has known God. The more you know the Ahlul Bayt, this cognition that you have, you will know Allah. وَمَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ مَعْرِفَتَنِي بِنُورَانِيَةً. And the more you know Allah, the more you witness Him with your spirituality, the more you witness me. وَهُوَ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. Do you want دِينُ الْخَالِصِ? Do you want pure religion? It is understanding and connecting and having cognition of the Ahlul Bayt through the spirit. That is Deen Khalis. That is pure religion.
So we follow this interesting topic, I mean the death, in Imam Hussein's view. So I invite you to listen to the next episode of today's special. Until then, fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends. And here is another thought-provoking maxim from the immortal martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, the younger grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. He who tries to achieve something by being disobedient to Allah will not achieve what he expects and will fall into what he fears.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith and narration which has been passed down to us from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. As you know, we are in the blessed month of Muharram. This is a very solemn and sacred month. It is a month where we remember and commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions and his progeny and his family on the plains of Karbala on the day of Ashura. But one of the misgivings that sometimes surround the uprising of Imam Hussein is an objection that sometimes is leveled or kind of an assumption that people make based upon the love that they have for Imam Hussein and, you know, the trials and tribulations and calamities that befell him. Sometimes, you know, some people say that, you know, Imam Hussein was the greater than his brother Imam Hassan because Imam Hassan, you know, he made peace with Muawiyah, the tyrant of his time, whereas Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know, he stood up to, the tyrant of his time, Yazid. Or even if some people don't say this, a lot of times people, practically they feel more connected to Imam Hussein. They love him more than the other Aimma alayhim salam. Even though they might not theoretically actually express the belief in a difference between the Aimma or a superiority that one of them might have over others. But at the same time, practically, they might feel that there is some sort of superiority of Imam Hussein over his brother because of, you know, the fact that he stood up. So in this beautiful hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet kind of alludes to the falsity and the untruth of this misgiving, and he reaffirms the fact that both of the imams are imams bilhaq, you know, truthful imams, and the fact that one of them stood up or the other one did not has nothing to do with their superiority or not. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al Hasan wal Hussein imamane qama aw qa'ada." Regardless of whether they stood up or not, they combated the enemy or they made peace with them. Both Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, both of them are imams and leaders. This beautiful hadith has been narrated in the famous book of narrations, Biharul Anwar, volume 43, page 291, and also volume 44, page 2. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the imamat and leadership of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and the equality of these imams in their imamat, and the fact that revolting or making peace has nothing to do with the superiority or inferiority of any of them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد و
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد عجل الفرج Welcome back again, respected brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us again. I hope you're fine, inshallah. Let's continue our discussions on the different types of mad. Alhamdulillah, we finished mad wajib al-muttasil, which means a mad which is mandatory, and there were two conditions. If a word or a mad meets any both of those conditions, you have to apply the rule of mad wajib muttasil. Yes. Can you go to Surah Maryam? Okay. If respected brothers and sisters, if you have your Quran or you can get your Quran. So go to Surah Maryam, Salamullah alayha, page 305. So, Ali Nasir, read this ayah up to Minni. Let's see, do you apply the rule on Minni or no? Recite this ayah.
قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي
أَحْسَن مِنِّي Great. Hussain Rahullah, recite this.
قال رب إني وهن العظم مني.
أحسن أحسن. So now we will connect. Okay. واشتعل الرأس شيبة. We'll stop at شيبة. Okay. We will not apply the rule of mad now this time on مني because we did not stop here.
قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبة. قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا
أحسن We can apply the rule on شيبا We said this is optional, yes?
Yes
Okay
yes.
Now let's apply the rule on شيبا
قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا
أحسن شيبا That's it.
وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا
أحسن Okay, there is a mat. Yes, you see this mat sign on بِدُعَائِكَ
Yes
So, is it متصل واجب or منفصل جائز?
منفصل
متصل
واجب
Oh, two different ideas
متصل واجب
متصل واجب
yeah
دعاء one word إكا another word
no بدعاء إكا
okay حسين is he right
yes بدعاء إكا
دعاء دعاء دال عين ألف that's it
now إكا
okay إكا is another word
they are not one word
What do you think?
No, you should. I'm asking you.
I just asked you before you asked me. Yep. Dua. Hamza is from the word dua. Dua. Then kaf is another word.
Uh-huh.
Kaf means you. Dua. Ikad means your dua. okay? Your prayer. So, now, Hamza and also Alif Mad'a. So both are in the same word, yes?
Yes.
So, Mutasil?
Mutasil wajib.
So you gotta stretch this hand for 4 counts up to 6 counts. وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا
وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا
أحسنتم ما شاء الله وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا
وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا
Was it a longer ayah? Yeah. So, we have here, وَإِنِّي مَدِّ التَّبِعِي We have, if we stop, that we should not stop.
Yes.
So, if we stop here, yeah, we change it to مَدُّ الْعَارِضُ لِلسُّكُونَ عَارِضٌ لِلسُّكُونَ Yes? So, but we do not stop. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مَوَى مَدِّ التَّبِعِي
Yes.
مِنْ وَرَائِي We have Hamza, we have Alif Mad. But are they in the same word? مَدْ مُتَّسِلْ وَاجِبْ or جَائِزْ مُنْفَسِلْ
مُتَّسِلْ وَاجِبْ
Why?
Because you stretch it.
Maybe I optionally stretched it. So, now listen to this time.
وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا
Wrong.
Was it wrong?
Yes.
So, how did you know it is wrong?
Well,
so here you should, like, in order to understand this better, okay, you should know a lot of Arabic words. Or at least, okay, at least. Like Arabic pronouns. Names, nouns, pronouns, verbs. At least some of them you should know. Wara'a is one word. Ya, it means me, my.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we say mi wara'i, from behind me. Okay? Behind me. So there are two words. But ya is there, not hamza. Hamza is from the word wara. So hamza and also alif mat, both are in the same word. So it is maddi, wajib,
wajib muttasil.
Sometimes we know it is this, but we don't know why. you should also know, okay, why it is muttasil wajib. So let's recite this again. وَكَانَتْ مُرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا You can prolong it. It's yes. optional. So try to prolong it, okay? Make it better. Now.
وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا
وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا
أحسن Sometimes Hussein Ruhullah skips that mad tabi'i. وَكَانَتِ مْرَأَتِ عَاقِرَةً He says, رَأَتِ عَاقِرَةً Prolong it for 2 counts, okay?
إِمْرَأَتِ
Yeah, وَكَانَتِ مْرَأَتِ عَاقِرَةً مْرَأَتِ تِ Look, they are different. If you say كَانَتِ مْرَأَتِ Maybe it does not give you the meaning. إِمْرَأَتِ means my wife.
This ya after ta is ya maddi.
Ya maddi, yes.
Yes.
Kasra plus ya, sakin ya.
Yes.
Maddi tabi. Okay.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
فهب لي من لدنك وليا
فهب لي من لدنك وليا
Maybe our brothers will ask that why are you starting from فهب لي while there is no stopping sign. Aqira, you stopped and you just continued. So it's just we've not learned the how to make pause. We have learned them in level one, but we need to practice more, okay, to learn them and how to start, okay, where to start, where to stop, where to start. This is important, okay. Inshallah, when we study this, then we will apply those rules, okay. So now it's no problem, no big deal, okay, that if you start from fahabili, it's okay, okay, because another sentence starts, okay, or a new sentence starts, a new meaning starts. That's why. So you can start from here. Inshallah, we'll talk about them. So, can you recite the whole ayah? Let's take a deep breath. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me try. If I could do it, of course you can do it. You're younger than me, so you have better breath.
وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا.
I can go for the next one as well. Let's go on. Deep breath.
وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا.
Oh, mashallah. You just show me how young you are. So next ayah.
يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب.
يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب.
أحسن أحسن. آل يعقوب just opposite to مد واجب متصل.
Yes.
حمزة first, then ألف مد. ألف مد. Yeah, مد البدل we had. آل.
For two counts.
Yeah, two counts.
يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب.
Do not say من آل يعقوب. No. آل if you say, that's not the meaning.
من آل يعقوب. Okay.
Yes.
Next section.
واجعله ربي رضيا.
واجعله ربي رضيا.
Uh-huh. Okay.
يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام.
يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام.
أحسن. This time.
يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام.
يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام.
Okay, يا زكريا, we have مد here, but we have also همزة after that. So is ألف مد and همزة, are they in the same word?
No.
No, so it is optional. You can prolong it for 2, 4, 6 counts.
Yes. Okay?
So let's recite this ayah, then we'll finish. Inshallah, after this ayah, we'll take a short break, then we'll come back, okay?
يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام.
يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام.
إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى.
إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى.
لم نجعل له من قبل سميا.
لم نجعل له من قبل سميا.
يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا. يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Your horse returns to our camp riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجائي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة Imam al-Husayn عليه السلام زيارة العشورة So stay with us.
برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة
Brothers and sisters, previously we were discussing this part of زيارة العشورة. يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة أو أبا عبد الله I am at peace with he who is at peace with you And at war with he who is at war with you, إلى يوم القيامة, until the day of resurrection. Being naturally inclined to perfection and being detached from imperfection and evil powers requires one's self to be ready. This is why we are starting to discuss the human soul or nafs, the ones will be able to express their hatred naturally from the forces of evil that have prepared their own human souls or their nafs. And there is a whole battle going on inside the human beings with the different faculties. If the faculties of anger and appetite are controlling over the intellect, the consequences will be nothing but chaos and tragedy. One of the most explicit traditions that explicitly and vocally speaks of the human soul as a battalion is the well-known tradition of Jihad al-Akbar. After gaining victory in one of the battles, when the Muslims returned, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam addressed them and said, "Marhaban biqawmin qadaw al-jihad al-asghar wa baqi alayhim al-jihad al-akbar." Welcome to people who have completed the lesser jihad. They have completed the lesser and smaller struggle, and what remains for them is the greater jihad. Now, the people were impressed because they thought they had done the biggest part of their job. They thought they have gained victory over the enemies, and that is why they started asking, "Ya Rasulullah, wa mal jihadul akbar?" The Holy Prophet was asked, "O Apostle of Allah, what is the greater jihad?" And he, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, "Jihadun nafs," the struggle against yourselves. That is why the Holy Prophet has chosen this timing and this place to introduce Jihadul Akbar to the people. The Holy Prophet Sulaiman is also reported to have said, "Inna al-ghaliba lihawah أشد من الذي يفتح المدينة وحده." The one who is victorious over his mundane desire, over his self, is more tough than the one who conquers whole city single-handedly and alone. So it is imperative for us to subdue the evil inviting self and attain the victorious state of peaceful self. That is how we will be always victorious in the battles of phenomenal world.
When people ask, "I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right," go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, "I'm confused," say, "Please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion." You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is: do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So this is how important it is to prepare yourselves for this detachment and for this attraction. Being attracted to the beauties and perfections, and being detached from the evils and imperfections. And perhaps the reason why Imam Hussein alayhi salam was so steadfast in his repulsion from evil and love for perfection is that he enjoyed the station of an-nafsul mutma'inna. According to a lengthy tradition, narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. The 89th chapter of Holy Quran, or Suratul Fajr, is also named Suratul Hussein alayhi salam because of its concluding verses. These verses reflect the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam because he is the soul that enjoys serenity and peace. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'innah irji'i ila rabbik radiyatan mardiyah. O reassured soul, return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing to Him, and enter among my righteous servants. His soul, Imam Hussein alayhi salam's soul, is freed up from all kinds of shackles of evil. A soul that is immersed in the love of Allah. A soul that enjoys the seat of victory. And this is the embodiment of another verse of the Holy Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Because in the shadow and through iman and faith, it is such itminan, it is such reassurance that the heart possesses. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam was truly the owner of reassured soul. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.